This is Steve Knopfinger reporting for KFRM on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today I'm with Anthony Zukoff, KSU Extension Associate and Entomology Diagnostics Program Coordinator at Garden City, Kansas. Anthony, how's the corn and the sorghum harvest going right now in your part of the world?
So where I'm at, southwest Kansas, it looks like corn harvest is pretty advanced. Sorghum harvest is just now starting to roll out in my area, so things are moving along. There are fields planted wheat that are greening up already, so it's definitely fall.
Did you get any rain out of these last several rains out there, or how dry is it?
You know, I can't remember the last time we got any significant rain. Things are getting very dusty, very dry. It's pretty notable right now.
Is that throughout the county and surrounding counties too, or?
Yeah, I would say it's safe to say that it's similar conditions here in Finney County and south and west, so that southwest area. Even up in the northwest, I've heard it's gone pretty dry.
Are you having any issues there with different diseases or pests out in that direction?
Well, I've gotten a call or two about caterpillar activity and newly planted wheat. So we're getting pretty close to where caterpillars probably aren't going to be an issue, especially once we get that first frost. But that's just something for folks to keep on the radar. Take a minute to look at your newly planted fields and just see if you see any barren spots that could be caterpillar activity. Another pest to be aware of right now during sorghum harvest, and the pest isn't active itself right now, it's actually long gone. The sorghum midge, a tiny little fly, that would have been active months ago when sorghum just started blooming, and they lay eggs in the flowers, and the maggots devour the flower structure, and you end up with no berries in those heads. So I tell people that as they're harvesting their sorghum field, it's a perfect time to see if you had any sorghum midge activity, especially if you're staying in continuous sorghum production. If you have widespread sorghum midge losses, you are likely to have problems next season too. And it's easy to scout for as you're harvesting. The heads, you start seeing heads that are really skinny and flattened and light colored. You should get out and take a look. And if there's no berries there and the blooms are flattened, that was a sorghum midge damage.
Is it too late to do anything about them this season? Or?
It's too late this year, but it's good to know if you had activity again, because one way to mitigate losses from this is to rotate out of sorghum if you had widespread damage. And if you could rotate out and go back next season, you'll likely be safer.
Are you seeing any fall armyworm or grasshopper activity out that direction?
Grasshoppers are still very active, still seeing defoliation on forbs and grasses, and they'll stay active until that first frost again. So they're out there. Fall armyworm, majority of risk from fall armyworm caterpillars is pretty much over out here. But we do have army cutworm caterpillars that are just now starting to become active in the fields. And they'll do a little bit of damage in wheat and alfalfa, but they're going to go dormant as we get that first frost. And they won't be active again until next spring. And that's when there's a real risk.
FYI for a listening audience, he did say that with sorghum midge, seems to be an emerging pest problem. It hasn't been in the past, and only cultural practices right now are the only way to control it. There's no chemical means at the present time.
This has been the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I've been talking with Anthony Zukoff, KSU Extension Associate and Entomology Diagnostics Program Coordinator at Garden City, Kansas. This is Steve Knopfinger reporting for KFRM.